Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Walking right past that sign that says no food or drink in studio. This is a little bit of that emergency, you know? Yeah, hold on one second. Got a cold after SHOT Show. Never was quite able to shake the whole thing. Thank God it didn't get worse, all right? That's all right. Emergency. Stuff works great. Pointing out that signs are worthless, as you heard Dr. Lott in the previous hour suggest, removing the no guns allowed signs in and of itself would do something, and it would. Let me, for those of you who can't wrap your head around that, let me put it this way. For those of you who think putting guns in our schools is not the answer, like it is in airports and buildings and anywhere else you want secure buildings and airports and stuff, right? But I'll digress that you can't figure that one out. I don't know why you can't figure that out. But let me make it real simple for you. You have a burglar. And he is standing on a street corner, and he's looking at two homes. He's in between the two front yards, hiding behind a tree because it's dark. He has a gun. He's intent on breaking in, taking your stuff, raping you, and possibly killing you. And he's looking at both houses, and he's thinking to himself, I'm going in. Which one am I going in? When he notices a sign in front of the bushes and shrubs in one house that says, this is a gun-free zone. And he looks over at the other sign, the other house, he notices that, it's in the same place. And the sign says, nothing inside here is worth dying for. Which house do you think burglar is going to go to? Of course, he's going to take the path of least resistance, which is your house if it says this is a gun-free zone. This is common sense. I mean, this is so common sense to not understand that puts you in the category of stupid, quite frankly. So take your emotion out of it. Because what you're really saying is, when you say guns in schools aren't the answer, is we shouldn't have to need guns in schools. That's what you're really saying. And that's what you're acting on. You're acting on your emotion. Oh, and real quick, you Walking Dead fans that are, you know, abandoned live and had to go, that's what DVRs are for. I do the same thing, but I do understand it's been a long wait, so I won't hold it against you. Welcome back. You know who you are. Right, that's the emotional aspect. Go back to the emotions. That's the emotional aspect. That's what you're acting on. You're not thinking clearly. You're acting on emotion. Like the young kid, Samuel Zeif, who cried in the meeting with Trump, and he said, I can't believe I'm not old enough to buy a beer, but I can buy an AR. He doesn't know what an AR is. He knows what he's been told it is. He's ballistically challenged like the rest of the left. And as I said in the weekday program, you're generally a product of your environment, particularly that age. You haven't been around long enough to make decisions. You don't know anything about paying taxes because you haven't done it. You don't know where your taxes go. You change your opinion on certain things as you grow and mature and age and take on more responsibility in life. You've done the same thing. I know you have. I know you feel differently at 21 than you did at 15. You feel different at 25 than you did at 21, at 30 versus 25, and on down the line. You evolve. You change. And it's important to understand that. And what separates the conservative from the liberal is the ability to think and get past emotion. That's the difference. Oh, my God, we've got to do something. When a conservative says we've got to do something, they follow it with, man, we've got to do something. We should be putting guns in those schools and removing those signs. Now, the debate, you want to have a debate about how you put guns in school? That's totally legit. That's completely legit. Let's debate whose hands you want to put guns in. I'll have that debate with you all day long. You don't think that football coach that died shielding those kids, who was a security guard, armed security guard, you don't think he would have been proficient with a firearm? I can tell you right now he would have been. So I'm willing to have that debate. That's a debate we should be having. Not whether to arm our schools or not, but rather, who do we put guns' hands in? That's the debate we have to have. The emotional liberal can't get past guns in schools, period. Because we shouldn't have to have guns in schools. Well, we shouldn't need seatbelts either. We shouldn't need lots of things in life that we don't like. Get out of your utopia. Unicorns don't fart fairy dust in real life. Okay, so take the emotion out of it. That's where we have to go. And in order to, when we do that, when we finally do that, we'll make some progress. And you're going to say, if maybe you want it to be armed security guards, and your community has enough money, and you live in a great area, you can do that. You know, there are some inner city areas that aren't going to be able to do that. Most of them will be controlled by Democrats anyway, and they will continue down the disastrous path, because if they let their constituents see that what the other side is suggesting is working, they won't keep power. And your kids will suffer, and that's going to be a shame. Too bad for you. Elections have consequences. Hurts to hear this stuff, doesn't it? Golly, ouch, zing, pow, kaboom, bam. The truth is powerful. Powerful stuff. And it is difficult to hear sometimes. It's maddening to a liberal who you got two different types of liberals, really. I guess we could go down that path when it comes to the whole guns in schools things and protecting our kids. That same liberal has no problem with guns in cockpits or guns at airport checkpoints or guns on Capitol Hill, protecting them, or an armed motorcade, protecting the president. So we could go on and on and on. Banks. You know, I was at a Publix supermarket earlier today, and I watched the armored truck pull up. I like watching how those guys work. It's just the whole thing in me. I dig it. And as I was watching out, watching the one guy watching the other guy, and they're really, you know, it's serious business. Those bags of money, man. They're standing there, you know, they got a whole system down. Some of it you see, some of it you don't. And it's to protect, you know, a dozen hours of take at the Publix supermarket. Your kids aren't worth that? Or the argument that I heard the other day on a television show I did. That's not what we need, it's just shootout in school. Really? Seriously? You want a shootout in school? Dude, the shootout's already begun. The killer already started the shootout. There is no shootout. Yeah, of course I want a shootout in school. Yes, I want to limit the damage. Of course. You see, they watch too much television. Samuel L. Jackson is one. He's a loudmouth liberal. Although it's hard, it's going to be, you probably wouldn't note that Samuel Jackson is, you know, always been a proponent of the right to bear arms. He's one of those that says, look, I'm not giving them up. I'm not going to be without one. But the whole, he can't get past, because he's a liberal, he feels and doesn't think he can't get past the armed school. We shouldn't have to have this in schools. Well, we shouldn't have to have police departments in a perfect utopian world either, right? We should all just get along. We shouldn't have to worry about protecting our embassies the way we do. We shouldn't have to worry about covert action. We shouldn't need a CIA. We shouldn't need lots of things. In a perfect world, should we? Ancient man shouldn't have needed a club. Or later, iron weapons and arrows and later firearms. Man has been perfecting weapons to defend himself since the dawn of man. Because we are not blessed with saber-toothed tiger fangs and bear claws. We are blessed with a brain and opposable thumbs that allow us to create these things for ourselves that we can use to defend ourselves against, and that includes our children, who deserve as much protection, or more so, I would suggest, than the bags of money. And for those of you who don't know, Publix is a supermarket down south, by the way, based out of Lakeland, Florida. But I would submit to you, maybe I'm a wacko, I'm a whack job, but I believe our kids deserve more protection than those bags of money going from Publix to the Bank of America, who, by the way, are now rethinking doing any business with gun owners. Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins will be here after this break and doing some amazing work over on Breitbart right now in real time. We'll talk to him about everything he's been doing all week. He's been so busy. Back after this. The clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you. And right now they're giving away free guns every day, so you've got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 10 chances to win your gun daily. Could be a Kimber, could be a Glock, maybe a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Head over there now. Good luck. Armedandresponsible.com. Good luck.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Tick, 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 tick. That's the clock ticking on this one, okay? Head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun if you're so lucky to do so. I would like to do that. The USCCA wants you to be able to do that, too. That's why they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. Lucky winner, different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com for all of the information. Armedandresponsible.com. Remember, not a lot of time on this, okay? The deadline is soon. Plus, today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put it off. Don't miss out, because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. Also, warfightertobacco.com. Use the promo code AAR. That 100% veteran-owned company is supporting us. We need to support them. Their coffee is amazing, by the way. I just had a bag of it delivered. It is outstanding. I've already reordered. Use the promo code AAR. Get 10% off everything over there. Cigars, accessories, cutters, whatever you need. Glasses, the coffee, the whole nine yards, apparel. It's great stuff. All right? AAR is the promo code. WarfighterTobacco.com. Let's go directly to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, who's been so busy. My heart goes out to him, because I know I talk to AWR and our conversations are cut short on a fairly regular basis, particularly over the last week or so. AWR, welcome to the show, brother. Thanks for taking time out of a very busy schedule.
Oh, thank you.
All right, let's start with this. I kind of segued into, out of the last segment into this one, talking about the Bank of America, and you wrote about this, how the Bank of America is now caving in, or it appears to be caving in. This is one of the later columns that you wrote today, Bank of America reviewing relations with assault weapon manufacturers. I'll let you tell us why this is important and kind of use it to talk about, in the bigger context, what it's a part of. It's a part of a push by the left to demonize us and the National Rifle Association, right?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like in a unilateral operation checkpoint or choke point. And they're trying to encourage banks and credit cards to cut ties with firearm companies in general. But they are, quote-unquote, assault weapon makers in particular. And this is not, it's just not a good deal. Now, there are plenty of banks, don't get me wrong, but this is a move where they're being pressured behind the scenes by faceless hippies to cut ties with gun manufacturers, and they're considering that right now, considering at least limiting the number of companies to which they will be tied if those companies make AR-15s, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Now, when you say faceless hippies, I want people to understand what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, and you're talking about, in fact, a bunch of idiot morons sitting at computers in their parents' basements, faceless, nameless morons on a Twitter account that somehow is actually swaying a corporation the size of Bank of America, who is, I guess, willing to dust me as a longtime customer at Bank of America. And here's what I'll tell you on national radio, AW. I've already spoken to my wife about this. I have another banking option that I have had for quite some time that the Bank of America doesn't know anything about. That if they pull this off, I'm done. I'm pulling everything from them.
So well,
that's who. Oh no, I know, but you know, I think they're looking at this like a lost leader. We'll go there in just a second. But am I right on that guess about who you're talking about? These dopey Twitter. They're looking at an anonymous Twitter feeds.
Right, and that's the problem with it. You can use social media, make a lot of noise, but you can exaggerate your numbers, and you can certainly exaggerate your economic impact. And you look at the NRA membership, 5 million plus, now there's economic impact. And they're trading that for, you know, as you say, a bunch of people living in their mom's basement, drinking mochas all day and typing around their computer. So that's what they're trading for.
Yeah, somebody who's picked up the phone, called his friend, all coffeeed up, and said, hey, dude, I just got a response from the Bank of America, dude. All right, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about here. Let's go to the lost leader deal. I had a conversation with a very high-ranking individual yesterday that I'm not willing to disclose right now, but we talked about some of this stuff, and in particular the NRA, the boycott, the NRA deal. AWR, it appears that there are corporations, you named them, so let's go into your column about that. NRA corporate boycotts of NRA, a shameful display of political and civic cowardice. And you also broke down in another column, over a dozen companies cave in face of anti-NRA campaign. Let's name those companies that you wrote about. First National Bank of Omaha, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Symantec, MetLife, Delta Airlines, United, Best Western, and there are others now, including Chubb Insurance and a few others that take it up to well over a dozen. And it seems to me that these companies are willing to look at the NRA as a loss leader. So what if we lose 5 million energized gun owners? We're going to pick up 10 million others because of the chatter we're seeing on the news. Are these corporate officers so stupid to believe everything they see on TV that gun owners who got a president elected are not going to give them a swift backlash?
Right. Well, they must be. They must be. But you got to understand, you know, I know you do know, but the media stands between these companies and the people as a buffer. So these people have not yet been able to feel the backlash, but they will, because almost anybody I know now, when they fly, they'll land. They won't be picking Alamo or Hertz or Enterprise or anyone that's right on this list. They won't be, when they stay at a hotel, they'll be looking for a Comfort Inn or for a Holiday Inn. They won't be looking for a Best Western, I'll guarantee you that. And I could go on and on with the list, but that's how this is going to work. 5 million NRA members, and then more than that, just gun owners, are going to take that approach, and, you know, that's it. And so you hope these people feel economic impact, and I think they will eventually, but it's ridiculous.
Here's what I can tell you, that in the short run, the gun activists, the gun rights activists, are the single most energized voter out there. That much I can promise you, and you know that to be the case. And listener, you know that to be the case as well, because you're more than likely one of us. The individual who isn't might see this story on TV and say, oh, I'm going to go to Best Western. I hate the NRA. But they won't follow through with this for long term. Gun owners will. The economic impact will be felt long term by that quote-unquote loss leader. It will not be felt long term by that orange-clad shirt-wearing mom, or worse yet, to any of these companies on the list, the people who aren't the orange-clad shirt-wearing moms that are just going to move on with their lives. But guess what? We won't. And Bank of America, I will move my business. In fact, I'm set to do it, and I won't come back. I won't. And that's after, my gosh, I was with them before they were Bank of America, when they were Nations Bank. I'll bolt on them so fast. The only reason I haven't yet now is because it's too inconvenient. It's a hassle, but it won't be too inconvenient if they follow through with this, because it's impacting people's lives, I know, and their ability to do business, and I will not stand for that. Am I over the top? Do you think my assessment was right?
Oh, no, you're exactly right. Well, especially with the Bank of America, to me, they're even more egregious than the other companies, because this is direct war on the Second Amendment. They're not naming the NRA or anything else. They're literally cutting with gun manufacturers, reevaluating the relationship with gun manufacturers. So if you want a war against the Second Amendment, guess what? My dollars go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a great point. We're getting ready to take a break. We'll kind of call it quits right there. When we come back, I've got so many pieces of work that AWR has worked on all week. It's been exhausting for him. Believe me, I know. I use AWR's work as a source. We talk during the week. We text. It's been a very, very difficult, very, very busy last 2 weeks. And for other reasons than you might think. It's not just the quote-unquote NRA. It's not just the Parkland shooting. It's just what AWR said. It's the war against the Second Amendment, which is a war against the Constitution, which shows you the whole context of which this fits. We'll talk about all that when we come back. Don't go away. Great stuff.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 10 chances to win your gun daily. Could be a Kimber, could be a Glock, maybe a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Head over there now. Good luck. Armedandresponsible.com. Good luck.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right, welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, check out everything. They've got discounts and sales going on over there at Crossbreed Holsters. I've been carrying in a Super Talk all day. And the thing is so comfortable, I forgot I had it on. I put it on earlier this morning at about, I guess it was about 8:30, 9 o'clock. I've had it on all day, everywhere I went today. Church, lunch with the kids and family, everywhere. Yeah, sure did. Because I live in a free state. I also live in a free country. But there are groups of people in this country that don't want me to be able to do that. They don't want you to be able to do that. And they're very vocal right now. Before we go back into that, I want to kind of get a little bit off topic here. I want to go to Sheriff Israel with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News before I go into that whole culture war thing and some of the columns that you've written. I opened up the show in Hour 1, AWR, talking about Sheriff Israel and how this guy needs to go. I mean, he's done. He's you know, the more we know about what this guy has done, the more corruption we see exposed from over the years, the more America, real America, not the media, but real America is just fed up with what they're witnessing. This guy is directly responsible for the deaths of 17 children of his neighbor's kids. He's got blood on his hands when we look at the facts of what happened in that department. And I don't take it lightly when a guy stands up there with Dana Lash, someone I know personally and someone you know personally, and sits there and attacks her and the National Rifle Association, knowing these things and they come out after the fact. This guy is a political hack, a demagogue, and as far as I'm concerned, he's got criminal blood on his hands. They knew what was happening there, the calls, I documented them in the first hour. What do you say about this?
Hey, you're about right. I mean, he's tainted goods at best, and, you know, you got all those deputies. He admits to one. There's a report coming out this week, CNN cites, that says there were three more. So there's between one and four deputies were armed. Those are his deputies. That's a reflection on him. And as you say, he knew about that. He knew about that before we did. Yet he comes out and he tries to speak to the NRA and tell the NRA what they should or shouldn't do. And it just kind of it's arrogance. It's unbelievable arrogance, in my opinion. And yeah, I think the people of Broward County ought to give him his walking papers.
I think Governor Scott's going to give him his walking papers before it's all said and done. This type of guy, I don't think. I mean, this is a guy that will stick around until he's forced out. I don't know, but I don't know how he sleeps at night right now. Everything we now know that department knew. If he didn't know it, he's incompetent at best. If he did, it's criminal negligence. So I would recommend this guy walk and recommend that he get an attorney, because I think he's going to need one after the facts, and the facts are coming out. That's if Scott even keeps him in office. Scott has the ability down in Florida to rid the state of this guy and send him packing and do it quickly. And I don't think America's going to put up with any more of these attacks on good, decent, law-abiding people while this guy pushes an agenda to cover his ass. And that's exactly what he did. All right, let's go to Manchin Toomey. All right, we talked about Manchin Toomey a long time ago. You've written about it. These two cats are out yet again. Now they're pushing a new gun show regulation in response to Florida shooting. What does that have to do, and would it have stopped Parkland? I'm curious. Would Manchin and Toomey have stopped Parkland with this? Maybe we found the silver bullet that would have stopped this AWR?
No, they wouldn't have stopped it. Wouldn't have prevented it. Wouldn't have slowed it down. Wouldn't have been any hindrance at all. The shooter passed the background check. So it's just more gun control for the sake of gun control. Pat Toomey should be ashamed. We already know Joe Manchin is not capable of shame. So they're a perfect pair. And hopefully the only good that will come out of this, or hopefully the good that will come out of this, is that Joe Manchin will lose his Senate race, because he's running for re-election in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And the people of West Virginia, and the good people of West Virginia, they're better than this. They're better than this. Senator Joe Manchin is a stain on the West Virginia landscape. And they need to get him a real American and someone who's pro-Second Amendment. That's not Joe Manchin.
He said on April 14th, 2013, face the nation, and you've got the quote here in your piece. And this is Manchin. I acknowledge there's no single bill that is a panacea for gun crime. Nothing guarantees that a committed criminal isn't going to find a way to get a gun. And what he should have said after that was, but we've got to do something.
Right.
Because isn't that what he said?
That's about what he's saying.
Even if that's something, so let's go there. Let's go down this rabbit hole. Even if that's something wouldn't do anything, and we have solutions that would do something, but they don't like them because it's introducing guns into schools. I talked about this before you joined us, and I know you were on another radio network. The where I was going with that was, we know what will stop these crimes. And I can't wrap my head around someone, because they feel, they don't think. You can't have a logical conversation with somebody that says, well, guns aren't the answer in crimes. We don't need shootouts in schools. And I remind these people, AWR, that the shootout's already started.
Right.
The criminal started the shootout. We need to be able to stop it. Why is Manchin seemingly in that camp?
Well, I don't, you know, he is a big government guy. He's an Obama, Michael Bloomberg guy. I covered the Bloomberg through a fundraiser for him at Bloomberg's mansion. And Manchin attended. And so we covered that at Breitbart. We called his office and found out that he did indeed attend. He is just a big government guy. And, you know, he's a big guy with Bill Scarborough. And I was thinking, I was Bill Scarborough. A, you got trouble making friends. And B, you don't have a life. And that's Joe Manchin. And West Virginia is better than that.
Yeah, they are. I think they're going to show him his packing papers, I'm pretty sure. I feel pretty comfortable saying that in West Virginia. West Virginia voters can see through this smokescreen that we're getting from the mainstream media now. It's been an intense couple weeks. Let me ask you something kind of off the cuff. It's been a very intense 2 weeks. When you see the intensity, the level it is, because of what you do or because of what I do and the fact that we're neck deep in this stuff and we're talking about it every day and we're researching stuff and you're researching and write about it and I'm reading what you're writing and I'm talking about the things that you're saying and we're discussing them together on this show, it gets a little disheartening. But I believe a week ago I didn't think I was going to see the end of this anytime soon. I'm not so sure about that now. I think when you have this Israel story coming out down there and people realize, hey, wait a minute, this guy should never have had a gun. We can keep that from happening. We don't have to attack all of America's rights. And by the way, that sheriff needs to go. That guy is responsible for this in large measure, as is a number of people in his department. I think we might be seeing the end of this media backlash at some point down the road. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, Senator Marco Rubio, who in my book is one of the poorest senators that ever served in the Senate, and by poor, I mean quality-wise, he's a pro-gun control senator, and I've covered that. He won't admit that, but even he, during that shameful CNN town hall, even he said, look, a ban on AR-15s will ultimately turn into a ban on all semi-automatic rifles. And, you know, Bill Nelson, the senator from Florida, the Democrat, there he is going, well, my bill bans 200-plus rifles. And just making Rubio's point, you know, here you have a school shooting where an AR-15 was used. You got this Democrat, Bill Nelson down in Florida. He's already got a list of 200-plus guns he wants to ban. Those other guns weren't used in that attack.
Mm-hmm.
The AR, see, it's never enough. Everything's insidious for them, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And so I agree. I think they're going to overreach just like they did Sandy Hook. They think they're going to get everything, and they'll probably get nothing. And when I say nothing, I understand they're going to push that bump stock ban, which is ridiculous. Those weren't used. They may get that, or they may get a raise in the minimum age to buy a long gun. But other than that, I really don't believe they'll get anything because nothing they're pushing would have stopped that shooting.
Yeah, that's what's incredible to me. Nothing would have stopped it. And AWR, we have the answer. We know what the answer is. When we come back with AWR Hawkins, where I want to go is the age requirement. And talk about 18 to 21. Got some thoughts on that. If you were listening to the daytime show this week, you know exactly where I'm coming from. Let's get it from Dr. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News when we return. Right here in these Crossbreed Holster studios, telling the truth to America on hundreds of stations around the country that the mainstream press won't tell you on Armed American Radio. Back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. A little bit of Rolling Stones and Mike Gallagher goes well together. Love both of them. All right, here's the deal. Gun owners, I want you to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun. The USCCA does too. Please make sure to visit armedandresponsible.com right now. I'll have one more hour to be telling you about this, and then I don't know when it's going to be. It may be changing tomorrow, Tuesday, when, I don't know. But head over there now and take a look at what the gun is. It flips at midnight. Armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. But not just one gun. It could be multiple guns, depending on the situation over there. But remember, there's not a lot of time, okay? It all ends soon. Today's gun will disappear at midnight. So make sure not to put it off. Head over to armedandresponsible.com. Also, unleash the warfighter in you. Grab some cool stuff at Warfighter Tobacco. Take 10% off everything over there except those sample packs at warfightertobacco.com. Just use the promo code AAR on checkout. All right, no, not AAR. Let's go to AWR. AWR, I want to play a brief audio clip for you, if I could, from Fox News. It was a conversation that Neil Invittert, I think his name is, was having with a pro-gun kid over there talking about the Florida shooting. Take a listen to this. Here we go. Can we get it?
Door. Fellow students are saying that the words from Rick Scott and his proposals just aren't enough. Are they enough for you?
I think they're definitely enough, and I think they're doing out of their way to make sure that this will never happen again. I think that clearly mental health restrictions to make sure you have to be mentally stable to acquire a weapon, deeper background checks, and raising the age from 18 to 21, as well as hardening schools, will definitely make sure that this will never happen again.
What do you make of so many of your other fellow students taking it a step or two farther and making this not about sort of never again, but making this more about whether it be banning assault rifles or other much more restrictive gun control measures?
Look, I know these kids on a personal level. I've talked to them personally. And it concerns me a bit because this is a bipartisan issue for mental health restrictions and reform. And they're taking it a step further. And then I talked to them personally, and many of them would like a complete ban on all weapons if possible. You can clearly see that slowly, sadly, the agenda is switching from never again to trying to ban weapons, and that's somewhat deeply concerning because I really want to make sure this will never happen again, but still I support the Second Amendment.
All right. Now, I'll say the kid's a little misguided in his acceptance, his immediate acceptance of raising a limit to purchase a long gun from 18 to 21, but I'm not going to argue with his point. This kid has obviously been through a lot, and he is one of the most level-headed of all of them that I've heard so far, A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. What do you think?
Definitely, and he's right. You know, this has turned into, I think I covered Representative Deutsch this morning. He's pushing universal background checks, mental health reform, and assault weapons ban, raise the minimum age to buy a rifle from 18 to 21, a bump stock ban, and I can't think of what else. What? We had a guy who legally bought a weapon and misused it. And I'll guarantee you, if you go right down the ages of all mass shooters, quote unquote, you find out how many of them were 19. It's typically an older person. And by older, I don't mean elderly, but older than 19. I mean, so this guy's an outlier to begin with. And what? You're going to try to push all of these laws and a bump stock ban? It wouldn't stop it. Universal background checks? They wouldn't stop it. The assault weapons ban? That wouldn't stop it. And I say that because criminals will always have their guns. Plus, most people don't understand the 1994 to 2004 assault weapons ban did not ban assault weapons. It only banned assault weapons that had a flash hider or assault weapons that had a flash hider and a thumbhole stock. You can still buy. I have a Bushmaster that I purchased during the assault weapons ban.
I'll never
get rid of it because it proves how ignorant the Democrats are. So all of these gun controls, none of them make a difference. But what they will do is they'll let the government get a little deeper into the knowledge of what you have in your home, how many guns do you have, so on and so forth. And that's just the way we can't go.
But AWR, I got to ask you this because we've been hearing the kid Samuel Zeif was the kid or Zeif, whatever his name is. I think it's Samuel Zeif. He was the one crying in the meeting with Donald Trump. He says, I can't buy a beer. I can't believe it. My age, I can go buy an AR. As he's shocked. And my response was, well, first of all, this has nothing to do with a beer. Second of all, don't buy one.
Right.
If you don't want one, don't buy one. But he says, I'm just a kid. I'm in high school. And my response was, you're not a kid. You're an adult.
But if you think you're a kid, then don't buy one for sure because you're not ready. But here's the deal. At 18, you can go to Afghanistan, bleed to death for your country with a machine gun in your hand. You can go to Afghanistan, ride in an armored personnel carrier, and take a bullet to the head while you're shooting a 50 cal. If you can do that, don't tell me you can't own a semi-automatic rifle. Don't tell me that. Now, if you personally can't handle it, don't buy one. But don't tell me 18 isn't ready, because 18 has been saving our country for decades.
Yeah, and there are millions and millions and millions of 18-year-olds who use firearms around the country, all kinds, every day responsibly, and this story just doesn't get out. It's misguided to suggest that 18 to 21 would do anything. It's understandable to me why a kid that age who is clearly pro-Second Amendment would get caught up in that because of the age and because he was in the school. No doubt that this kid is pro-gun. We need to hear more voices like this kid, because I believe he's fixable when it comes to, and that's right, I said fixable, when it comes to the 18 to 21. You know, because now you get into constitutional issues here. We get into another philosophical discussion.
I'm probably weird, Mark. I'm probably weird. I probably misread it, but I read the Constitution. It said a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I did not notice, and it may have done it. If I missed it, you tell me. I did not notice that it said shall not be infringed once they're 21.
No, it didn't say that.
I did not see that. And so this is why what I don't like, too. Since when can they put an age limit on a natural right? I've got a big problem with that.
Yeah, they can't put an age limit on a natural right. That's what we were talking about in the other hours of the weekday show, the whole beer thing. I had to remind I reminded Samuel Zeif when I was commenting on his comments. He has a right to say anything he wants to say. It's American. Say anything he wants to say, and I have a right to respond. And what I did was I said I reminded him in the comments to my listeners, when I was 18, I could drink a beer. Because a bunch of people got together in a room and decided you can't isn't the issue. Maybe it's the same people that decided Pluto after millions of years is no longer a planet. What else can they tell us? This is man-made stuff versus natural stuff. That's where the kicker comes in. So my suggestion to Samuel is maybe you shouldn't be able to be afforded the luxuries of being an adult at 18. Maybe you're okay with everything being 21, right? Maybe we should change that.
Right, right. Maybe you shouldn't drive to your 21. I don't know.
Maybe we should lower the drinking age back to 18 so Samuel feels good, and then we can talk about guns. The correlation here is there's a disconnect here, AWR.
Right, I agree. Now, I'm going to tell you something we didn't get to talk about, but my biggest worry in all of this, you asked me a while ago what I thought about gun control. My biggest worry is Governor Rick Scott. He's pushing firearm confiscation. He is pushing enhanced checks. He is pushing waiting period for long guns. He is pushing 6 or 7 gun controls. I listed them all. A waiting period for handguns. I know they already have a waiting period for handguns. I know that. But to add a waiting period for long guns, what that does, that tells
15 seconds,
mom,
brother, 15 seconds.
That tells a single mom who's being stalked, you can pay for your gun now, and for the next 10 days you hide in a closet and hope you got a good lock because you don't get a gun. That is
and you may pay for it with your life. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Thank you, brother, for everything you've been doing. All the work that you've put in keeping America informed of the truth while the mainstream media continues to push its culture war and its anti-gun agenda on the rest of us. Until we come back in the next hour, I'm going to spend the next hour getting intimate and personal with you by myself. Lots to talk about. I think you'll enjoy it. Until then, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would do so. We'll see you in just a minute.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.